from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Say it with me. Say it proud for all the haters.
Afternoons on the Score.
I heard about it, but I haven't seen it, so I don't know the exact words that would never come out of my mouth. However, I did have a meeting with the players, and something else I was mentioning that, you know, that I made it mandatory for guys to, you know, to have to go out and work, and I did do that.
See, I never just did things just to do them. Come on, I mean, what am I gonna do? Just all of a sudden just jump up and grind my feet on somebody's couch like it's you know, something to do. Come on, I got no more sense than that. Yeah, I remember grinding my feet on Eddie's couch.
There's very few things funnier than the denial with an admission. It's so funny. It's like a very particular brand of nonsense.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Because they are in direct conflict with each other. The denial with the admission.
Yeah, let's be clear here.
What is going on?
Let's be as clear as we can.
Sure.
The initial report that I had and then Shane followed up with and was able to confirm was that Pedro Grifol on the first day after the All-Star break, the first game, told the players that they would be remembered as the team that had the worst record in the history of baseball. If they were to lose that many games, that they would be remembered. The players would be remembered with that. And he instituted some mandatory running and some mandatory BP. And Shane confirmed it with another source inside that clubhouse. And we went with it. And Shane tweeted it. And then Pedro denied it while also admitting it in the piece of tape that you just heard. So that's the backdrop. And, you know, so that's how we get to the bit of tape that now we're going to hear.
Yeah,
right?
it wasn't the biggest story that you guys had in the world.
No.
We didn't even leave the show with it.
Yeah.
But it was the manager of the White Sox.
Do better next time, guys.
But I'm just saying, like, it wasn't like we made it into some huge thing. It was a short segment on the show, a tweet from Shane about it. And
it also came with a full-on acknowledgement of how this entire thing is not all Pedro Grifol's fault.
Right.
It wasn't a report out to get him. It was a report of like how bad the mix is and how a lot of the veteran players were basically laughing at Pedro and that he had a fractured clubhouse on his hand.
Yeah, and so then a couple of days later, the Schrift Dog used some time during this valuable 20-game losing streak to address the report.
Gavin has also been a huge clubhouse voice, especially recently. There was a statement. It was just bad reporting that was put out there that Pedro Grifol had lost the clubhouse, basically saying that Pedro Grifol made some statements about if this losing streak happens, it's on the team. It never happened. It was just purely awful reporting by a non-reporter, and a radio station in town unfortunately went with it because that's just what they do. But Gavin spoke up for Pedro, and he said that's not what happened. That's not true, and it was taken out of context. And even though nobody wants to be in this situation, it just shows how this team is still together as one unit trying to get out of it together.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they're not.
Well, it's probably easier now that a lot of the veterans are gone that were upset by the conversation that happened.
What is with these people with these denials that have admissions in them? He says it's bad reporting. He then says it never happened. Then 9 seconds later, he says it was taken out of context. Buddy, that means it happened. If you're saying, listen, if your claim is Gavin Sheets went on the record and said, yeah, that's not how I interpreted what Pedro said, but Spiegs and Shane's sources interpreted it differently, that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Well, that's exactly it.
But I don't understand these names of like, it never happened.
No,
John Sherman said it never happened. Pedro Grifol didn't even say that it never happened.
He said that he did say that.
And look, why are these people so bad at this?
There is, when a manager says something in the clubhouse, not everybody's going to take it the same way. What we reported is exactly how some veterans took it, and that was the language used. And then he comes back with a young player in Gavin Sheets, who, you know, is voicing a different perspective. That's why the term fractured clubhouse exists. So that's a man not understanding how a report can actually still be completely factual going along with a different story you might get from a player that you talked to.
Well, to be fair, Spiegs, bad reporting that Pedro Grifol immediately turned around and said, yeah, that happened. Bad reporting, but the manager admitted to it. What the hell are we doing here?
Well, and that's the thing.
We've removed like in our analysis of John Schriffen's ability to do his job, we've removed the personal part, right? He's still making things personal. Like, nobody went to John Schriffen outside of people in my mentions that just like to bring him into any tweet that I have about anything. Nobody went to John Schriffen and said, hey, talk about this. Your boys over there on the score, they're messing things up for you again. This didn't involve John Schriffen, but he needed to inject his personal little opinion. That's the only thing I have a problem with.
Yeah, listen, I mean,
there's like one more quick thing. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I mean,
repercussions to going out there with information that you don't have confirmed. Like, I'm not a journalist. We're not journalists. You work in radio.
You're a non-reporter.
I'm a non-reporter, bad reporter.
Reporting by a non-reporter.
Okay. Yeah, this, I almost just said a bad word. I am just tired of it, man. I'm tired of it. And if the White Sox were good, we wouldn't have to deal.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
With any of this, I wouldn't care if John Schriffen's good at his job.
I'd probably still care. Listen,
you wouldn't go out there with this if it had not been confirmed.
Exactly.
Right, Shane?
Well, oh, my God. Yes.
You might be a non-reporter. I'm sure maybe he thinks I'm a non-reporter. And I am. We are. But we put this through journalistic tests.
We have relationships.
Well, I'll tap my Lissagor Award and say that I can be a journalist occasionally and just say...
Do you keep it in there with you?
No, I don't. But, you know, should. It's like the Rudy sign. You know what I mean? It's there. So, you know, there can't... By the way, where are they looking at building the new Bear Stadium? Where's that being looked at?
Yeah, I had that report too. Bad reporting.
Right. That now is the biggest sports business story in the city.
Yeah.
Broke by Shane.
That they're still looking downtown.
You know, so, this show in the last year has broken a few stories, all of which have been confirmed, won a major journalism award in the city of Chicago. And while I had nothing to do with the journalism of the gathering of this story, you know...
You know what we did.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, we all kind of have, like, a stake in the game of when things get said on the Parkinson Spiegel show. And so, like, before the show, when I got back and you guys were like, hey, we've got a story, you know, I was like, well, can you guys just, like, walk me through how the story came to be? And you guys walked me through it, and I was like, oh, well, you've definitely crossed over any sort of journalistic threshold to get it on the air. Not that you two need my approval, but, like, you know, again,
but we collaborate on
tap,
stuff.
Tap sign, like, know what we're doing in this regard. And so when he says, bad reporter, awful reporting. It's like, well, or kind of an undefeated record of reporting.
Yeah, there seems to be a desire to pick fights that has been going on all season long. And you know, if I don't know if he feels attacked. You know, it goes back to that tweet that he then deleted to Jeff Agrest. Which I know that some folks saw, and there was a oblique reference to, you know, the truth about what has been going on in this town, which was an odd thing. So look, the last thing that I want to do is go after that guy.
It's not the last thing I want to do. I can think of things I want to do less, for sure.
I'm
showing tremendous restraint. I would like the record to be shown.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Listen, yes. saying never happened and taken out of context is in direct conflict with each other, buddy. That's the truth. Those two things don't mean the same thing. You could say it never happened, which would not be true, or you could say it is taken out of context, which could be true, depending on the person that you're. It's very possible that Gavin Sheets had a different context of what Pedro Grifol said than the people that Spiegs and Shane talked to, who, by the way, different people. This is not one sourced reporting.
Correct.
So, like, you know, so yeah.
This is, it's
so he can take bad reporting elsewhere.
The awful reporting by a non-reporter and a radio station in town unfortunately went with it because that's just what they do. But
yeah, buddy.
That's just what they do.
Yeah. No, you're barking up the wrong tree, man.
And his partner. I mean, imagine being his partner and working here. Imagine being his partner and working here and having relationships with a lot of us that through the years and coming on and talking to us on and off the air. And then that's just what they do. You know,
well, I will tell you, Speaks, if you've noticed it, I've noticed it.
I know it, Steve. I know it. It's what a level of awkwardness John is creating for everybody. And it doesn't need to happen the way he's made it happen repeatedly.
It's just not necessary. The team is bad enough. Calling more attention to how bad the team and organization is.
Are 20 game losing streaks bad?
If you like to win.
Okay, got it.
Right.
Good job on the restraint, pal.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, man. There's a lot going on.
Thank you.
And I know you as I know how you can lash. You know.
Yeah.
We all have lashing tendencies.
I don't like that. The bad reporting. It's just what they do. We don't let bad reporting go out over the station and the show.
Thought long and hard about whether to say this or not, and dug around to make sure that it was double sourced.
Don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's okay.
On a local sports station.
You know, Danny.
He's just not that interested.
It's a fair question. Parker the Spiegel, the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.